we heard about the arrest of Box, but up to now, we've not been able to identify where he's been detained. Initially, we were told that he was arrested in Guinea. Later on, the Sierra Leone Information Minister put out a public notice informing the general populace in Sierra Leone that, in fact, Ibrahim Box Conte had been arrested by the Guinean authorities and they are in contact with the Guinean authorities for him to be extradited to Sierra Leone. So we got directly condemning the act, and we were trying to get a dialogue with the Guinean ambassador so that we can be able to engage the Guinean government to understand where Box Conte had been detained, and also for us to know his status in detention and for us to get to know exactly why has he been arrested, why has he been detained, and why has he not been allowed access to solicitors. We just wanted to follow the process and make sure that he gets legal representation so that we're able to follow the process.
So what would you like for the ambassador to do?
Well, firstly, we want the ambassador to tell us exactly where Box Conte is being detained so that he can be able to get access to the legal representation we've already provided. We have made the provision there in Guinea. The lawyer cannot access Ibrahim Box Conte. Whatever we do here, the government in Guinea is keeping it a secrecy, which they should not do, even if you assume for once that somebody, you know, has committed a crime. It's not secret. You have to make everything available to him, the rights available to him. So we want him to contact the authorities there to tell us where Ibrahim Box Conte has been detained. I think that is the proper thing to do for any responsible government. When we're able to know where he is, then we take it from there.
As you know, the Sierra Leone government has accused Mr. Conte of involvement in the alleged coup d'etat that took place in Sierra Leone and also of drug trafficking. What's your reaction to these allegations?
Well, as far as we know and as far as we have contacted the families of Ibrahim Box Conte, he's not been involved, and he's somebody who hates drugs completely. So that is really like something funny in the ears of the family and for us also who know Ibrahim Box Conte. So if at all, assuming for once that is true, the Guinean authorities are supposed to be able, because he's in Guinea, they are supposed to be able to investigate to know whether indeed this is true. Because you are talking about drug trafficking, you traffic from one position to another. So the Guinean authority, because in fact, let me say this to you, the Guinean authorities are also saying to us, according to the information that we've got, although we've not been able to access Mr. Conte, they said they've arrested him in relation to drugs. That's what they're saying. They are supposed to do their investigation so as to know exactly the level of involvement of Box Conte so that they will be able to do the necessary procedures, which would require him being investigated there and prosecuted there, because the Guinean authorities are also interested in prosecuting people who are involved in drugs. Not only the Sierra Leone authorities. They should be. I'm sure every country must be serious about it to make sure that they prosecute those who are involved in drugs. So that one, for me, it did not hold water. The Guinean authorities can do their homework and they can do what they want to do with their investigation and prosecution. With regards to the coup, sir, you know, we all know that when somebody is involved in a coup, it's no secret. The investigation was done and we know that there was a report from the investigation. You should be aware of that. There was a report from the investigation. And not for once was Ibrahim Box Conte mentioned in the report. And during the preliminaries of the investigation, they put notices out of fugitives, those who are involved and whatnot. Those periods, Ibrahim Box Conte was going in and out of the country to Guinea because that's where his family resides. He also has family here. Nobody bothered about him. He was not mentioned. If he was involved, why would he be going up and down? Why would he be exposing himself? If he was involved in Freetown, when he was in Freetown, he was everywhere. His only problem is that, I can tell you, is that he was critical and he's been critical of this government, and he's a social media blogger, and he's not the first. They've been hunting. It's the same case with Box Conte. Of course, it will be ridiculous for you to say, I am going after Box Conte because he's a social media blogger. You have to attach a criminal, you know, element to him so that you are able to justify why you are going after him or why you want to bring him to Sierra Leone.